It's time for our pit stop. Here, we take a brief rest. It's a time to refuel, recharge, and explore shorter topics that are meaningful and helpful to us RVers. Welcome to RV Out West. I'm your host, Brooks. In the process of preparing for our Canadian road trip this summer up to Banff and Jasper, I've learned a few things about our friendly neighbors to the north. Specifically around the national parks and campgrounds, there are a few major differences in the reservations and booking processes that if you're not prepared for, you just may lose your opportunity to camp. The first difference I noticed is that unlike here in Washington State, where our national and state parks operate on a rolling 9-month calendar, that is not the case in Canada. Pretty much, there is a launch date, and on that day, most of Canada opens for reservations countrywide. So while you may be trying to book Banff and Jasper, other people are booking out on Prince Edward Island, for example. The other big difference is that on launch day, it really is like trying to get Grateful Dead or Fish tickets. Or if you're younger, perhaps it's more like a Taylor Swift show. I don't know. Either way, it's a challenge. On launch day, you will log into your Parks Canada account at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you will find yourself in a queue. At 7 a.m., you are then assigned your number and place that you are in the queue. When I did it, I was like number 2,700-something, and two other friends who are joining us on this trip were 37,000-something and even 48,000 respectively. While I was in and out of the Parks Canada website in under 10 minutes, my two friends were on hold for up to 45 minutes waiting for their turn to even book their campsites. Now, the biggest and most obvious complication for this system is that if you are going to be camping with friends, I just don't know how you would be able to side-by-side buddy camp with each other, since you are all arriving via the queue at different times. The only thing I could think of is that whoever has the shortest wait time, just book all the sites for everyone in your party. But I didn't see if you could register multiple campsites with different registration names, so this would need to be investigated a bit more. In our situation, all three families were able to book in the same campground, but we are not even in the same campground loops. The sites were filling fast, but it wasn't too crazy. You were allotted some time to look around at what sites were available so you could make your selection. You didn't need to just jump on the first one you found. Hey, let's take a pause and hear a word from our friends over at Camper Alerts. The seasons may have changed, but that doesn't make it any easier to find available campsites. Now, you can get notified of sold-out campsites when they become available with Camper Alerts. Choose your campground, pick your RV-specific filters, and set an alert. It's that simple. Visit camperalerts.com today and start setting your alerts. One additional story to share is that on launch day, I was able to book the Banff portion of our trip since it is our first destination. But on launch day, Jasper wasn't open yet, and I had to go through the queue process again about a week later. I was concerned that if I wasn't able to book in Jasper the dates I needed based on what I had booked for Banff, I was wondering if I could even get back-to-back dates. And if I couldn't, then we were going to need to evaluate what this vacation might have looked like. So be sure to keep that in mind when you are planning your Canadian trip. Honestly, I'm not sure which system I prefer. While the Parks Canada process seemed a bit more of a lottery and feels a bit more equitable, the system we have in the States does make planning a trip a bit easier with its rolling 9-month calendar. Granted, we do have some workarounds with our system that can cater to those who can afford to book more days at the campsite than they actually need. I want to share with you three tips that are based off of my recent experiences with Parks Canada. 1. You will want to create your account and get registered on the Parks Canada website, I'd say at least a minimum of a week before launch day. 2. When creating your Parks Canada account, they're going to ask for either some banking information from a Canadian bank. So if you don't have that, then you're going to register as a GC key. I'm not sure exactly what that means, so I reached out to Parks Canada to inquire what I needed to do here, and this is what they told me to do. Once I clicked on that, it was your standard registration page, asking for your contact information to create a username and a password. You can learn more over at reservations.pc.gc.ca. If you forget that because you're currently unable to write that down, you can easily find that link over in the show notes for this episode at rvoutwest.com. 3. Parks Canada has wonderful customer service, as I had to reach out to them a couple of times with questions. On their website, down in the footer, they have a link, Contact Us, which takes you to a form page. I'd say that within 5 days, they had responded to me via an email with answers to my questions. Should you have any of your own questions, visit their website and contact them directly. Currently, I'm researching their shuttle systems, as it sounds like that is really the best way to get around inside the national park, when you are looking to get to the lakes, trailheads, and other amenities. I'm not sure if parking is not allowed or if it's just very, very limited. From what I have found out is that you can book these shuttles in advance and are encouraged to do so. I'm sure I'll have more to say in another pit stop once I've finished planning for this trip. Thank you again for listening to RV Out West. I sincerely appreciate it. I'm asking you to do 2 things for me. Please give RV Out West a follow on Facebook and Instagram. And please share with your RVing friends and family about this podcast. I sure would appreciate it. I also wanted to let you know that there is still time for you to share about a memorable road trip. Please visit rvoutwest.com and click on the link question so you can record up to 90 seconds of a memorable road trip that you have taken. I cannot wait to hear your stories. Next Monday's episode, we chat with a family who has traveled full time. They even did the Baja to Alaska trip with Jason and Abby of RV Miles. Yet, they have chosen to slow down for a chapter right here in the Pacific Northwest. We are going to hear all about their adventures and where they love to camp and RV in the PNW. So stay tuned for that episode. Thanks so much for listening to RV Out West. Join us again next week. Please like and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you choose to get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. I sure would appreciate it if you left a rating or a review of the show. Special thanks to Scott Holmes Music for providing us the intro song, We Are One. RV Out West can be found on Instagram and Facebook, where you can interact with us and follow along on our RV adventures around the Pacific Northwest. So get out there, explore, and go see what's beyond the horizon.